third speaker we have is Josefa Sobsky, former director of Southwestern Sydney Institute of TAFE and principal of Meadowbank College of TAFE. While director of the Institute, he was awarded the Australian National Training Authority Training Provider of the Year for Access and Equity. Josefa has a long history of work in education and training, beginning as a high school teacher. She is a recipient of the AusTAFE Leadership Award and the inaugural New South Wales Premier Public Sector Award for Advancing Access and Equity. She is a long-time feminist and community activist.
I'd like to first of all acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we stand, and I think they're the Darug people of the Eora Nation. Jeff Lee, my good parliamentary friend.
Yeah.
Who's going to be a strong supporter of TAFE, I have to say, in the future. And Carmel Tebbutt, the Honourable Carmel Tebbutt, John Kay, MLC, Mario Halloran, and my colleague Mary Waterford, fellow activist on the Regional Development Australia Sydney Committee. John Piper, who is here, and I'd like to acknowledge his presence, along with my who's come from retirement, although we never retire, do we, John, to support the organisation. May I emphasise the importance of this alliance to TAFE's continuing vitality as a public education and training provider. Throughout its long history, TAFE in New South Wales and nationally has been an essential contributor to the economy and society. Responsive in times of crisis, like wars and disasters, through economic upheaval, industry restructuring, technological and social change. It is a public institution ready to perform its public duty. It belongs to all of us.
Yes.
Its losses are ours. Its success is also our success. Its network of campuses and institutes across the state proudly boasted some of the best training facilities in the world. And this is not just hyperbole, it is fact. I've seen facilities in the United States, in China, in Germany, amongst some of the most important training organisations, and I know the quality of what we had here in New South Wales, and nationally. National investment in TAFE has been consistently focused on producing and maintaining a skilled, mobile labour force, as well as targeting the unemployed, and those returning to study or work, those upgrading or updating skills, those most vulnerable and disenfranchised or disaffected with education. Skills gaps and shortages in regional centres have been addressed by astute and strategic programs and interventions. Green skills, advanced manufacturing and design, mining and engineering, workplace initiatives, online learning, and all forms of flexible delivery. To mobilise education and training in this vast country to meet national priorities and emergencies, you need to have a state-wide system. One that is distributed in major centres, one which benefits from economies of scale and can respond to a coordinated plan or policy. You need to be able to assure its quality and have a teaching service ready and trained to the highest standard, able to understand adult learning styles and needs, as well as industry changes and requirements. That's a system, not a range of providers. In the last two decades, we have witnessed the commercialisation and commodification of tertiary education, the construction of a training market, the expansion of funding to private providers, and the introduction, now more recently, of performance-based funding. In short, government subsidised and underwritten market competition. Let's be clear about that. It's government subsidised and underwritten market competition, when what is needed is collaboration on and coordination of training effort in partnership with industry and the community. These changes have come with an aim to lower input costs like teaching salaries, equipment, resources, and technical infrastructure. They have resulted in the gradual erosion of professional knowledge and specialisation. More delivery online, that isn't necessarily bad, but it can be bad when there's nothing else. increases in student fees and charges, the wholesale casualisation of the teaching service, and the underutilisation of dedicated, purpose-built facilities, or just running them down. Like any market, there are a lot of no-names and new-names providers and programs to cut corners and costs. Of course, there have been positive reforms as well, but their benefits have often been compromised by the negative effects of these changes, which have undermined the confidence of teachers, forced students into debt or making cheaper, less appropriate course choices, and decreased the capacity of TAFE to maintain its flexibility and range of course offerings. It has to vacate cheaper areas to provide, as they are offered by smaller providers, private providers. But it is still expected to rise and meet emerging national and regional priorities to meet its community service obligations. It has to be there for the local community as well as big business, for the low income or poor, as well as the powerful and well-heeled. We have witnessed a dramatic reduction in TAFE funding, and there are endless papers on that you can find, with more reliance on commercial courses or fee-for-service activity. The more this grows, the less is available of the public dollar, our money. In the end, it's all our money. It's community money. It's taxpayers' money. The number of private providers has grown. They are of variable quality, and it is arguable whether their alleged efficiency or cheapness delivers real skill benefits. Their facilities are often poor and not fit for purpose. Believe me, I've seen those as well. We have downgraded the minimum qualification of teachers and continued attacking their working conditions, making teaching increasingly unattractive to potential high-quality applicants from industry and business. They are the learning lifeblood of this system. We endlessly review, restructure, reorganise, downsize, right-size, reform and modernise. This future-proofing, alas, lasts until the next funding round or the next election. It actually isn't future-proofing, it's just degrading and eroding the system. Now, no system is perfect. That is axiomatic, and those who remember me as an institute director will know just how tough I was on inefficiency and ineffectiveness.
Yes.
Smiles around the room, maybe some ground. But a system cannot survive in a barrage of staff losses, equipment neglect, resource inadequacy, funding uncertainty, and this new system of funding is funding uncertainty, and a senseless merry-go-round of change. This costs, and it costs the community. It costs in loss of momentum. It stalls progress and creates a climate of dashed expectations and imminent doom. Education and training is the country's insurance for the future. You don't pay later. You pay now to reap the rewards in the future. Otherwise, you reap another kind of cost. What can we do, and what can you or I do? A community alliance can restore the focus to local needs. The TAFE system needs defending its student services, its childcare centres, its mix of courses and programs, its outreach to the vulnerable, its second chance for the retrenched or unemployed, its refugee and language and literacy and basic education support, as well as its core technical and trade training. And I couldn't have had a better promoter of the system than Mary to speak on its behalf. And what a wonderful set of examples that was. This alliance seeks to reach out to those who have benefited from this system and those who will benefit from it in the future. Support its work by responding to its calls to action. Engage in the debate. Challenge your local members of parliaments. Jeff is here, and I commend him for being here. Inform your local councillors. Activate the passive. Visit your local campus. Find out what it is axing, and ask what is replacing it. Not that it's just gone, but if you're removing this, what are you putting in its place? Demonstrate your support for TAFE as a major public institution. It's not a business, it's a public education and training institution.
Hear, hear.
Thank you very much for those inspiring words, Giuseppe. Once again, a great summary of the strengths of TAFE and the dangers that will come about if these cuts aren't stopped.